Our next speaker is Maria Elena Cabezas. She is the assistant to the president of MOPAS, the Cuban Peace Organization. And while Manuel's work focuses on North America, her work focuses on the Caribbean. And that is her areas of focus, uniting the Caribbean peoples. So please give a warm welcome to Maria Elena Cabezas.
Dear friends, I want to talk with you about... Ahora?
Yes?
Dear friends, I want to talk with you about Cuba's role in uniting Caribbean people for cooperative development. I will do my best because my English is not so fluently, but the Caribbean countries cover 732 square kilometers and have a population of some 38.4 million inhabitants, including Cuba. 90% of this population is concentrated in 6 countries, and the rest live on 23 islands. These countries have similar cultural roots and traditions of struggles. They have small economies with no possibilities of competition with the North. For many years, they all have in common one desire, the integration of the Caribbean. If for Latin American countries, integration is desirable, for the Caribbean nations, it is a case of survival because they are all small, vulnerable economies with few possibilities. Only together can they confront all kinds of interference from the imperialist government of the United States, which, in the current circumstances of neoliberal globalization, all of humanity confronts. Cuba and the Caribbean islands, despite the strong opposition of the United States government, have achieved strong links of solidarity and collaboration in many areas over the last few years. This constitutes an example of collaboration and cooperation among small developing nations. In 1972, the Caribbean Community and Common Market, CARICOM, was founded, and since then, relations between Cuba and other CARICOM members has increased. We can say that conditions for Cuba and the Caribbean area are in a better state than ever. Go coordinate unity efforts for the creation of stability and development according to their needs. The Caribbean country also have a political and economic organization, known as the Association of Caribbean States, currently consisting of 25 member states. Their main objective is to promote consultation, cooperation, and action among all the Caribbean nations. In the mid-1990s, one of the priorities of Cuba in the external sector, especially in trade sector, was increased relations between Latin America and the Caribbean. During this decade, the economic and political relations with the countries of the region were increased. Particularly important, in 1999 was the incorporation of Cuba as member of the Latin American Association of Integration and an agreement of economic collaboration with the Caribbean Community and Common Market. I should mention that Cuba is the first vice president of the special fund of the Association of Caribbean States, and also participates in other forums and regional mechanisms. Cuba is also founder of the United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, and the Committee for the Development and Cooperation of the Caribbean. The assistance of Cuba to the Caribbean states is very relevant, above all the such key areas as healthcare and education, science, technology, marine transportation, fishing, agriculture, culture, and tourism. This year, Cuba has increased its assistance in healthcare and education to several islands. Another important contribution of Cuba will be the agreement to create a system of civil defense with the participation of Cuban specialists that will face the systematic threat of hurricanes. Cuba is also part of an agreement to help with the education of adults. The Cuban system of education against illiteracy was introduced in Haiti with positive results. These are just some examples of good bilateral relations established between Cuba and the Caribbean countries. The consequence of Cuba's firm conviction that whatever process of integration takes place in the region, Cuba cannot be excluded. There are many other collaborative agreements, but to list them would make this presentation too long. Cuba, a poor country, blockade for more than 46 years, has educated in its universities more than 1,600 graduates from the Caribbean. Today, more than 3,700 students are studying in Cuba from this region. In Haiti alone, there are more than 400 Cuban doctors assisting the population. For 90% of Haitians, the first doctor that they have even seen was Cuban. Cultural exchanges among our peoples is another aspect of Caribbean cooperation. Every year in the city of Santiago de Cuba, the Caribbean Festival brings together all different expressions of Caribbean art, full of joy and color. The development of just cooperation among the Caribbean nations is increasing and is an example for the friendship links between nations of the South. Thank you.